If we have any qualification in this, then you should have voted.
The shot to go clean, otherwise we will be there. Sarvay gunai tattva samad. It is a word of two, which next one question. Bhagavad Bhakti is so nice that one becomes one.
So for you,
now things are becoming graver. Now very soberly considered, it may not be broken. Always keep in mind we are growing. There will be so many troubles that we must be there. Great beast and all. So the male editor is impressed.
Yes. We took him to the restaurant and he ate the prasadam. Mm. He liked it. And he asked some very good questions also of myself and Bali Radhan. Mm. I think he has taken so many notes. He knows the system of
shorthand,
so he was writing everything you said.
Oh, every word.
Yes. Journalist.
Yes, a journalist.
Unless one is a smart journalist.
That girl, she was not so...
She wasn't even good for a name.
I was thinking that you might talk about the 32-ounce ring.
That is the biggest controversy.
Yeah, if you had said that, it would have created a controversy in the room.
You think that's a very unscientific statement?
And very unfair.
No. Just if one who said answer all right, let me cut your friend and enjoy it.
I will
come on. Enjoy it.
That is an experiment. We will cut your head.
He asked me about,
We should go. He's holding up.
Two different types of papers you were talking about. Or printing the books in. Mm.
Thank you.
Fortunate you have got such devotee sons.
Thank you.
They will do the best service to the family by becoming devotee. By his activities, you will also be delivered. Yes. God is so kind that he delivers the father, mother, his father, mother, even though they are not done in special conflict. Just like the government, if a soldier dies in the battlefield, the government takes care of the whole family. Is it not? Similarly, anyone who has become a devotee, Krishna takes care of the whole family.
That's reassuring. I think I need help, sir. Well, we feel our son is very fortunate to be proactive and
Unless you are fortunate, how you can get such fortunate son? You are not supposed to know.
How long are you going to be in New York City?
About 8 months.
Uh-huh. And where will you go from
here? London.
London. Are you traveling all the time?
Yes. Back together.
And although he's traveling constantly and giving us so much advice, he's written all these books. To the Prabhupada, our parents have read your Bhagavad Gita. My mother especially, she makes many notes and underlines.
How do you like it?
I like it. It gives me a great deal to think about. And I don't quite understand, because I think you need instruction. You need someone.
What is that point?
If you like, you can. If there's any questions you can remember now, you can answer.
Well, right at this moment, I can't. You know, I read it every month. I'll pick it up and read, and I read just a little at a time, and I try to understand. I get sometimes confused over the Arjuna and the fighting. And justifying war, that seems to conflict with your principle of peace. And that confuses me, because there's a great deal of fighting and interplay among the deities. And yet, in the end, they are forgiven by Krishna. And I wonder, what did they do to deserve forgiveness? That confuses me.
I can forgive them.
You can't understand. Our Krishna consciousness policy is live peaceful life. So she cannot understand how Arjuna could be considered a devotee and be favored by Krishna when he's fighting on the battlefield, when he has to fight his relatives.
No, he as devotee, he did not like to fight with his relatives.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that post? And
there's this section here. Sin will overcome us if we slay such aggressors. Therefore, it is not proper for us to kill the sons of Dhritarashtra and our friends. What should we gain, O Krishna, husband of the goddess of fortune? And how could we be happy by killing our own kinsmen?
Sorry,
that's interesting. Mm. This is Arjuna has that doubt.
Yeah, you're fine. But how do you hurt him? Can he end it? He was not willing to. They engage in fighting. The devotee is always very kind and merciful. The devotee does not like to fight. But when there is need of fight, one has to fight. Even though one does not like. Just like the government wants somebody to be hanged. That does not mean the government is unkind to them. When a man is ordered by the government that this man should be hanged, does it mean the government is unkind to him?
No, I don't quite understand.
If government orders a man to be hanged, does that mean that the government is unkind to that man?
Well, it depends on what he ordered him to be hanged from. Why was he ordered? What was the reason for him being ordered?
So, their question.
No, anyway, government is authority. There must be sufficient reason. Otherwise, why government should order some of the citizen to be hanged? Government is not partial. The government is very kind to somebody, rude to some other. That is not government policy. But still, government orders that this man should be hanged. Why?
Well, obviously, something exists.
Yes. That is justice. The High Court just give degree to somebody that this man must get $1 million. And he gives another judgment that this man should be hanged. Yeah. Is the High Court that prejudice?
No, but it's not some right.
It is justice. It is justice. When you understand this point, that this High Court judge is distributing justice, then he's above criticism.
For the common
good. Yes.
For the common good.
So we should not study simply by the external feature. We must know what is behind this judgment. High Court judge does not require to be unjust to somebody. Otherwise, his name, justice, is useless. So, God's business is Puritranaya Sadhunam Vinashaya to Dikshita. Any government, either you take this little government or this big government, there are two things to give protection to the honest and to give punishment to the bigger. That is required for the matter of justice.
Paritranaya sadhanam vinashaya dushkritam dhammatam sthapanataya sambhavami jagejagei. In order to deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to re-establish the principles of religion, I invent myself millennium after millennium. According to the Bhagavad Gita, a sadhu, or holy man, is a man in Krishna consciousness. A person may appear to be irreligious, but if he has the qualifications of Krishna consciousness wholly and fully, he is to be understood to be a sadhu. And duskritam applies to one who does not care for Krishna consciousness. Such miscreants, or duskritam, are described as foolish and the lowest of mankind, even though they may be decorated with mundane education. Whereas another person who is 100% engaged in Krishna consciousness is accepted as a sadhu, even though such a person may neither be learned nor well-cultured. As far as the atheistic are concerned, it is not necessary for the Supreme Lord to appear as he is to destroy them, as he did with the demons Ravana and Kamsa. The Lord has many agents who are quite competent to vanquish demons. But the Lord especially descends to appease his unalived devotees, who are always harassed by the demoniac. The demon harasses the devotee, even though the latter may happen to be his kin. Although Prahlad Maharaj was the son of Hiranyakashipu, he was nonetheless persecuted by his father. Although Devaki, the mother of Krishna, was the sister of Kamsa, she and her husband Vasudeva were persecuted only because Krishna was to be born of them. So Lord Krishna appeared primarily to deliver Devaki rather than to kill Kamsa, but both were performed simultaneously. Therefore, it is said here that to deliver the devotee and vanquish the demon miscreants, the Lord appears in different incarnations. In Chaitanya Charitamrita of Krishna Das Kaviraj, the following verses summarize these principles of incarnation. Trishti hetu yei murti prapanche avatare, seishvara murti avatar namadare, mayakita paravyome savari avastana, visve avatari hari avatara nam. The avatar, or incarnation of God, descends from the kingdom of God for material manifestation, and the particular form of the personality of Godhead who so descends is called an incarnation or avatar. Such incarnations are situated in the spiritual world, the kingdom of God. When they descend to the material creation, they assume the name avatar. There are different kinds of avatars, such as Purusha avatar.
Avatar means one who comes down.
There are various kinds of avatars, such as Purusha avatar, Guna avatar, Lila avatar, Shakyavesha avatar, Manvantara avatar, and Yuga avatar, all appearing on schedule all over the universe. But Lord Krishna is the primeval Lord, the fountainhead of all the avatars. Lord Sri Krishna descends for the specific purpose of mitigating the anxieties of the pure devotees, who are very anxious to see him in his original Vrindavan pastime. Therefore, the prime purpose of the Krishna avatar is to satisfy his unalloyed devotees. The Lord says that he incarnates himself in every millennium. This indicates that he incarnates also in the age of Kali, As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, the incarnation in the age of Kali is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who spread the worship of Krishna by the Sankirtan movement, congregational chanting of the holy names, and spread Krishna consciousness throughout India. He predicted that this culture of Sankirtan would be broadcast all over the world, from town to town and village to village. Lord Chaitanya, as the incarnation of Krishna, the personality of Godhead, is described secretly but not directly in the confidential parts of the revealed scriptures, such as Upanishads, Mahabharata, Bhagavatam, etc. The devotees of Lord Krishna are much attracted by the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya. This avatar of the Lord does not kill the miscreants, but he delivers them by the causeless mercy of the Lord.
I have a question. Why was the school that you had in Texas moved to India?
It is not that.
It's still in Texas.
Yeah, it's just that the rather than have one central school, now we have more regional schools in various parts of the world as well as America.
Because so the school is still in Texas then?
Oh, yeah.
It's small state.
I see. Oh, was it originally the big school here in the United States?
Right, there's one school called the
school. Oh, I see.
So the
children of the...
Big scale, the government imposes so many rules and regulations that for us it is impossible. Therefore, we are keeping small scale.
So, about how many students would you have in Texas?
Yes, students are there. They're distributed. And Texas is also going on. Because American government, they, for school, dormitories.
Yes, they require dormitory space.
They prescribe that it should be like this, it should be like this. There are so many. Therefore, standards. Therefore, we have reduced the scale.
We are operating a school on a farm in Pennsylvania. There's also one in the farm in West Virginia.
I was wondering why, I know you sent people down to Madison Square Garden last night and going down there tonight, and they're up at the Yankee Stadium. And in this morning's paper, I thought you got a very bad press because they lumped you in with hippies and yippies and everything else. And what is your purpose in sending devotees to rally
paper?
The yippies and the hippies and the Hare Krishnas were down there yelling obscenities and everything else.
We weren't yelling
obscenities. Well, I tell you, but this is the kind of press you get. I'm wondering what you're trying to accomplish by sending.
Well, I think that'll change tonight because we actually had a very good interview on TV with one of our leading devotees, and tonight they invited us to come back. And all three networks are going to perform, are going to film our chanting.
Yeah. Well,
so sometimes...
On TV tonight,
yeah.
What time?
Well, I don't know what time it's short, but three stations. And
it'll probably be rebroadcast.
Yeah. Sometimes they lump us in with all the other groups.
I'll tell you, you've got a very bad press that way.
But those who are actually sincere will understand that this is just bad press.
I have a copy of the paper down here. You're going to get the article. Find out who is the byline. Get a hold of it.
Yeah,
this is becoming our policy now because sometimes the press are not very fair to us.
Well,
so we'd like to write back and explain what we're actually doing. It's very difficult because of the spiritual nature of the movement. It's very difficult for a materialist to understand what we're actually doing. So sometimes they put us connected with other movements.
What is your purpose for going to rallies like that?
We are going there to perform this Sankirtan. We're distributing free food that's offered in the temple to the deity because there's spiritual benefit derived from eating this food. And also...
The people are there.
Yes. Cookies and sweets.
Mm-hmm.
And also we're performing this chanting, which actually, if one listens, is very beautifully done with cymbals and drums and many voices. It's like in a church choir. very beautiful chanting of the names of God, because if anyone hears these names of God, it will cleanse the heart. And also, this we are giving to all the Democratic delegates and all the people there literature to explain our movement.
I think your dad's right then. Maybe you ought to get back to the paper.
Actually, in New York City, I think it's the most favorable place in the world to us. We just received from the police a letter wishing to reprint an article, His Divine Grace, had an interview with a police chief in Chicago, and they wanted to now print this in their police journal for all the New York policemen, because the comments His Divine Grace made on how the policemen could stop crime in society were very much appreciated by the police. Mm-hmm. So we're...
They are published, huh?
Yes, they will publish that article to the public.
Very good.
I think you saw that before. They asked for permission to reprint that article. Maybe in Hawaii.
You spoke with one of the lieutenants, mostly in Chicago.
It was in fact the Chicago.
Yeah, you read the article. So the local policeman here, the editor of the policeman's paper, he has read that article, and he wants to print it now in his journal for all the policemen in New York. And actually, the policemen here, they like the devotees. They never harass us, and even though sometimes we hand out food without permit, they don't bother us. They're very friendly towards us.
Is there any way that you could get on good terms with a reporter so that whenever you have publicity, you can go straight to this person and know that you're going to get...
We have hired a public relations firm, which is looks like there was a Newsweek reporter coming or thing.
Came today, and Newsday also.
And it's going to cover your parade?
Right, and oh, the parade will be covered by all the TV stations and newspapers and everything. So I think by this counter-propaganda, that will minimize the effect of these little things.
Yes, you have to combat the tendency for people to lump the Moonies and together. You know, everybody asks me, well, how does the Christian movement feel about the Moon movement?
Yeah, at the moment, they're thinking we're some cult. They don't understand the spiritual value. This is not some concoction, just like Srila Prabhupada always quotes from Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And he's not translating these books as a pastime. The purports are there, very serious. If anybody reads them, then they'll understand that this is very serious and that there's some real spiritual benefit.
You saw that book, Krishna Consciousness Authorized Movement. I gave you my parents at Campus, and you saw all the recommendations from all the professors for these books. So that immediately separates us from all these other groups which have no substantial philosophy or any type of authority or historical cultural reference. They're just modern day creations of some who knows what their motivations are, these men.
Well, there was an article in Reader's Digest within the last 18 months or so, and I'm not sure, but I believe they lived before
four groups, right.
And I believe that the Hare Krishnas were listed with the Moonies.
Yeah, we were listed with the four. But I think as these groups drop it away... Yeah,
we have got standing order for our books from so many libraries.
This is the one thing about our movement that's different from everyone else. That every leading professor in every top university in the world is accepting standing orders of Srila Prabhupada's books. So they very much appreciate the scholarship and the learning and the wisdom and the practical value of
these books. These books are all different translations, aren't they?
Just like this is the Bhagavad Gita as it is.
Yeah.
You can also get many other versions of Bhagavad Gita, but Srila Prabhupada called it Bhagavad Gita as it is because he's a devotee of Krishna, so he can actually explain what Krishna's intentions are in the Bhagavad Gita when he speaks it. Whereas a person who has is on ulterior motives, he simply changes everything that Krishna says to propound his own philosophy. He utilizes the fame of the Bhagavad Gita as a philosophical text so that he can become a famous philosopher or a politician or whatever, like this. But Prabhupada's presenting the Gita as it is. It means that if you read it, you'll become a devotee, and that's practical, because before Prabhupada came, there were no devotees. 600 editions of Bhagavad Gita in the West, not one single devotee ever came from any of them. But as soon as Prabhupada started to speak what it actually was, immediately so many hundreds of devotees are coming and like that.
Also, there's a difference in the quality of these disciples. These other groups, they don't have any kind of structure or discipline. Where Srila Prabhupada has given us four regular principles to follow, rising early in the morning. None of these groups have the strength to follow any type of discipline. So gradually we see they're falling by the wayside more and more. And we have practical experience. We're traveling on the buses, distributing books. We're going to distribute now 1 million magazines in the coming 6 months and about over 300,000 big books. Just 100 men. The people are well receiving this literature. The other groups, when they approach, they're simply taking from the people some money. But we're giving literature, valuable literature, that's almost at cost. And people actually appreciate the difference between our presentation and others, simply materialistic motivation.
Our mission, we are presenting in writing. Not that we are saying some superficial is entering this year, I'm going back here. No. Our proposition is recorded. You can talk on that basis of that recording.
Even in India, one of the criticisms used to be that we were established in the West, but we weren't there in India, which is our root. But just in the last 3 months, over 200 standing orders have been taken in all the Indian universities. So this is substantial evidence that even the Indian scholars are appreciating. Actually, we found in the last 2 years that the whole Indian population is becoming very appreciative of the activities of ISKCON, and their acceptance of Srila Prabhupada has been an actual spiritual master, not a cheater, not a fake guru. So we, as far as ourselves are concerned, we know that in the coming years, as Mr. Jimmy was saying, gradually we'll be separated from everyone else, because everyone will understand this is actual, there's an actual benefit here. It's not some cheating, bogus religion or some cult like that. It's a practical benefit.
Same as Uncle Son.
Oh, yeah.
It's a long cycle of product life. Well, I know His Divine Grace is very busy. And I hope you enjoy your stay in our country, and I'm glad that our sons are associated with you, and I hope that they follow you in any way as they go through life.
So I'm much obliged to the American boys for their cooperation.
I thank you for being here.
Thank you,
Srila Prabhupada. Thank you.
Goodbye, sir. Give this garland, one garland to your father.
Reminds me when I was in India.
Thank you.
Good father.
Very nice. He's very favorable. I think all the parents, when they actually see their son becoming purified, then they can understand. Especially someone like Dr. Dimmer's father is such a very important, considered a very important man in society, that Seagram's wine and whiskey company, very, very big, biggest in the world. And he also is the president of some big business organization which stretches out all over the world. He's a very influential man. As soon as we quote the Bhagavad Gita or the Srimad Bhagavatam, then immediately everyone has to listen. Even they may have some objection or some doubt, as soon as we quote the book, then everything is finished. That position is established. Now we have to make strong propaganda against the press.
Yeah.
Well, not against them, but to correct them.